And yeah, you mentioned during the forum, you brought up the idea of home rule, which most people are probably not too familiar with, and how it regards to Lee County. Why is home rule a factor in the county seat situation?
All right. Let me go back to 1982 when the Iowa Constitution was amended to allow a county home rule. Prior to 1982, Iowa operated under what was known as the Dillon Rule, D-I-L-L-I-O-N. The Dillon was a reference to case law wherein the Iowa Supreme Court held that counties could do nothing else other than what the Iowa legislature told them they could do, unless they had specific statutory authority, thou shalt not do it. Home Rule took that and stood it on its ear and said, by constitutional amendment, you can do anything that we don't tell you not to do. So Home Rule reversed that general trend completely. And what it says basically is you can do anything not inconsistent with state law. You have a wide open field. As long as there isn't something prohibiting, you're free to do it. And there are certain exceptions like imposing taxes or things like that. But that's basically what home rule is about.
And so what does that mean for the supervisors when it comes to their authority on this issue?
Okay. Prior to home rule, there was a specific code chapter, I believe it was 353, if memory serves me correctly, that says if you wanted to change county seats, then this is how you did it. And it required elections, and it required petitions, and a number of things that were statutory. And I'm going to the position that you have to do it the way the code says to do it, and that's the only way you can do it. Once you went to home rule, that whole chapter went away. It was repealed by the legislation implementing home rule, gone. And the reason given for the repeal in code editor's note was unnecessary. Just those two words, that word, unnecessary, meaning that the Board of Supervisors could do it any way they chose to do it. It was a local issue. Where you locate the county seat is about as local as issue as you local can get, and they can do it in any way they choose to do it.
And that's the case. So they, if they wanted to hold an election, they could. If they wanted to just vote on it, they could. But that's where home rule comes in. They have the power.
They have the power. Yes.
There's been a lot of talk of that there was a state law about this and there are lawsuits about this. Would the board's action negate everything else? If the board on Tuesday said, we're going to vote to put it in a new location, would that vote negate everything else in the past?
There are lawsuits out there. The city of Keokuk versus Lee County is one that I find very helpful. Judge McGivern went through and analyzed a lot of the history in that one. I keep a copy of that laying around the office. Do they negate? The lawsuits talk about a specific time and a specific set of laws. Once at 1982 and home rule, it's those lawsuits no longer are applicable because we have fixed, before 82, we have fixed county seats, and we can only change them by going to and doing the procedure outlined in the code. There was nothing in there before 1982 that we couldn't have resorted to Chapter 353 in the procedures and changed. My understanding of Lee County history is that there were a couple of elections to change or modify where the county seat was. Now you just don't have to follow that anymore. And because we've changed the law, the underlying law, those prior rulings become unimportant?
So really, for a layman like myself, say the board in 2 months decided to set X town as the county seat, then a lawsuit would come up because they just didn't agree with it. And you can sue if you don't agree with something like that. It gets past all the others, so that would it's all that other stuff is in the past. It would just be, we picked this place, someone sues and says, I don't like that idea, they can file a lawsuit.
I assume that you can file a lawsuit over anything.
Yeah, that's
doesn't mean it's going to win, and the issue will be, did the board have the authority to do that? My opinion is, yes, the board would have the authority to do that.